Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We play everything on 98.7 Simon. Hey, thanks for listening. It's the Giddy Up Show. Day away from Bet You Won't Play a Friday. That means it's tomorrow. So start thinking about your requests. Ooh. And call 336-373-0987. You got neighbors probably who have high grass, especially you, Charlie. You live way out there in the sticks.
No. I'm surrounded by retired people. All they do is mow their grass.
Well, I had a neighbor years ago whose grass was way over your knees, and I used to threaten to go down there and sneak in and cut that grass. People told me not to do it, that would be, you know, a bad move.
That's what they're wanting.
What do you think should be the appropriate fine for high grass? Because I have one here. What do you think, dollar-wise? What is the appropriate fine for your grass being too high?
$100?
I think it should be like a sliding scale where, like, the first offense may be $100, but if you keep doing it, then more.
There's a guy in Florida who now owes $30,000.
Gosh, how high is that grass?
You can't see his house. No, I don't know. And he's like, there's no way. There's no way I'm going to pay $30,000. But he went to court to fight it, and they said, nope, you're going to have to pay.
But he's going to fight that, but he won't go get a mower or right. Hire somebody?
Good point. You know, probably could have got it cut for $20.
I guess,
exactly. Yeah. He'd save a lot of money.